Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Lord, don't put a scripture in my pocket. I have the right one. I'm referring to it. It's the one that he gave it to me, and I was like, well, I think it's told him so and so, but then he took me there. And it came because Paul, I'm chasing after you, even more. Really want him more and more. God took me over to the book of Hosea while I was sitting there. Hosea 4 and 6. And he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because I have rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest. Sin that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forgive thy children. What does that mean? I know you're thinking, how does that fit in? We're chasing after God, and that's what he wants us to do. Because he's able to say that all that's going on in the world and all the trying times and everything is going to will be coming a godless nation. And he said, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And that knowledge is the knowledge of God himself, the knowledge of the true one. And not only are they perishing because of lack of knowledge, they are rejecting that knowledge. You ever know, every time we want to say something about Jesus, they want to squash. They're rejecting that knowledge. What he's saying to my people, chase after me and realize what you have. Realize what you have. And that was before, because what I'm going to talk about this morning, briefly, is realizing what you have. And when you understand what you have, you really want it. More and more. I see sometimes people realize what you have more than you. Sometimes people understand and know what you have before you even know. I'm going to make it real plain. Have you ever known of someone or somebody who has something and they want to get rid of it and sell it? And people are, oh, I'm going to buy that real quick. And they're going to get it, and they already know in their mind, they don't even know what they have. So I'm going to go get it on cheap and sell it for more. And we are quick to sell it and get rid of it. And then I would say, oh my goodness, I didn't even realize what I had. We just let it go, and we give it. I mean, even sometimes we sell property, or we sell things that people understand because they've been down to the city planning meetings, and they know what's coming 15, 20 years from now. now, but you just want to give it up because you don't even realize what valuable people really think you said it all. But they do, and we want to give it up because we don't realize what we have. I also want to say something from this perspective. Last Sunday was a very great Sunday. And those Sundays like that, when the Lord speaks, we need to get used to. Because here we're saying we want God more and more, but do we really want to hear what God has to say? I'm thinking on this because I don't want anyone to be afraid or discouraged. But we often come to church and we talk about the power of our God. We want to see the manifestation of the power of God, and we want to hear from God. But when it happens, don't be afraid. When it happens and when God shows up, don't be afraid. Because the Lord wants you to know that what happened last Sunday was only the beginning of what's going to happen in His kingdom. If we chase after Him more and more and understand and realize who He is, He's going to reveal Himself even the more. What I have prayed for, and it's taking time, is for this church to be a representation of the true church. The true church. I'm not saying we are the only true church, but this church that God has founded will be a true church full of the power of God, the glory of God, and the gifts of God. So the manifestation of the gifts shall begin to happen here in this church. So if you're sitting down on your gift, don't be surprised when God all of us lets us as a body realize the gift that's on the inside of you by taking control of you and using you to use your gift in the presence of those who do not know Him. It is carried out for church as unity. In the beginning, it may not be popular because it goes against the norm, it goes against the grace, it goes against the religious structure that has been put in place by man and not people. Just as Jesus had to deal with the scribes and the Pharisees and all of the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees and the Pharisees in his day, they were the religious rulers. They were the ones in charge. They were the ones who said that they knew God. But when God showed up in the midst of those that could have known Him, they couldn't even recognize who He was, and they tried to kill Him because they did not realize what they had in their person. God is faithful. He wants the world to know who He is. God has strategically placed men and women around this world for a time such as this. We are placing our faith in politicians, in the laws of man, but we're not taking our trust in Him. God is about to do something magnificent and powerful through you. But we must realize who He is. Turn to Him. Matthew chapter 16. Beginning at verse 13, the word of the Lord reads, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. He said, when you realize who I am, you will be blessed. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And God didn't do it. The Spirit of God revealed it to him. And how can the Spirit of God reveal something to us unless we realize who He is and commune and fellowship with Him? We must understand this. Because here Jesus came to those who still have known Him. They have known who He was. But they say, no, He's just one of the prophets. He is Jeremiah. Even Elijah came back in the spirit of Elijah. And the people that He have known did not know. The people of God who should know the manifestations and the power of God, we don't even know who He is. We are not recognizing who He is. We're not even allowing Him to be a part of our church. We're giving way to everything but what we need. We are not acknowledging who Christ is. He is the Christ. He is our Savior. He is God. He is the living God. Sometimes we don't even realize what we have. But it took somebody outside of the religious world, just a God can use anybody to speak His word. If you don't want to do it, He'll find somebody else. If you don't want to use your gift, He'll find somebody else. We always talking about what we don't have. Always wanting something else. Mama, can I have this? Mama, can I have that? Daddy, I don't have a thing here. Daddy, I don't have this. Daddy, I don't have that. But if you were to just sit back, reflect, walk around, and take inventory of what you do have, just stop asking for something else and begin to use what you already have. Some of us have so much stuff, we don't even realize what we have and can't even use it because we don't even know it's there. I was in my yard, all those leaves, raking, raking, hard, using muscle. And then a light bulb went on. Why are you doing all this hard raking if you didn't realize you have a commercial blower in the sand? And I went, ding, 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 and I went. And I stopped on my blower. Put my hands up, put my hydrogen covering on, and was just like, oh, this is so easy. Got them all in a little pile. Then I got my raking. But before I realized that I had something that was powerful that didn't require me to utilize effort, but if I let it do the work, it would be a lot easier. If we realize that we have Jesus and the Holy Spirit on the inside and let Him do the work, sometimes we don't have to care. But we don't realize what we have. People outside of Christianity realize what we have. Luke chapter 7, beginning at verse 1. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion servant who was near unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he had built us the synagogue. Let's stop right there. That not a church folk doing more stuff for the church than church folk. Because they believe. From a head knowledge perspective, they haven't given that part. But they believe in who he is. And we're supposed to know him and don't even believe who he is. They said, this man, you need to hear him out, you need to help him out, Jesus, because he's going to be alive for the church. For he loveth our nation, and he hath built up the Son of God. Then Jesus went unto them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou should enter unto my roof. Jesus said, ask somebody that's sick, he wants the Lord to heal him. Jesus told his way to get there. And the man realized, okay, that's God. Jesus, I'm really not. And if Jesus, I'm not worthy for this man to even come to my house. And he knows that's God. He's sick for God. Really, not that he's God. We both be the best of God and don't even acknowledge that he is God. Oh, come on. And so, he said, Lord, trouble not that church, Lord. I know who you are. Trouble. Don't come to my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee. He was saying, I'm not even worthy to come unto you, but here you are coming to my house. I'm not even worthy of that. And here's what I want to answer. Because, wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, just say it a word, and my servant shall be healed. Y'all listen to me. To hear somebody outside of the church recognizing the Son of the living God saying, I'm not worthy to come to you, and I'm in a position where you couldn't even come to my house. But here I know that you, all you got to do is speak the word, and my situation will change. Me from a distance, from afar off, not even sitting in the church in revival meetings, not even sitting in district meetings, not even at all these other meetings, at his house, realizing that. But we sit here in the presence of him and don't realize that's wrong. And we get all shaken, we get bent out of shape, we get worried, and we get fearful. Not realizing what we said. And then he says, you just say a word, my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go and go here. But I want to go down to verse 9. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, it's the people following him, people who didn't even really recognize who he was, he said, I say unto you, he's speaking to me, he's speaking to you right now, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. I'm going to make it plain. Here this man is saying, all I need you to do is speak the word. He doesn't know me, doesn't have a relationship with me, but he knows who I am from afar off. And I'm talking right here in the church. I'm going to compare it. I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in the church. Because we don't believe that Jesus is who he says he is. We don't realize that we have a great power. We don't realize that we have the same God that Paul has. We don't realize that we have the same God that allowed Peter to walk on the water. We're always complaining. We're always fearful. But if we just step back and realize that the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, the God of Jacob is our God. This thing is powerful. As I thought about it, we focus on other things. Psalm 27 says, the Lord is my life. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We get so bent out of shape and start getting hysterical and losing it because we fail to realize that that spirit of fear does not come from God. We don't realize that Jesus himself is true and living God. So why should I get fearful? Why should I fret? Because if I feel the presence of fear, I need to recognize and realize it's not from my God. Well, if it's not from God, who is it from? It's from the enemy. Because the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy. If I have you shaking in your boots, if I have you unwilling to spend time with God, I'm winning. If I can keep you from wanting more of God. I'm winning, says the enemy. If I can keep you focused on everything but the Word of God, he's winning. He's not taking away your salvation, but he's taking away your power. He's taking away your power to move, and taking away your power to move things out of the way. He's taking away your power. He's taking away your voice. I'm just here to tell you something. God is saying, realize what you have. He's saying, I am your life. I am your salvation. I am your strength. You ever need the light during the dark? Folks say, dark clouds may rise, and the stormy wind may blow. Oh, dark clouds. But if you have peace in that dark situation, you have light. You may not be able to physically see, but you know the one who is able has seen through this and can bring you out. He is your light. He'll brighten up any dark day. He'll brighten up any room. All you have to do is realize who he is. Your situation may not change, but your outlook on that situation will when you realize that God is in control. He is your salvation. He is your deliverer. God is saying to you right now, I don't care what you're going through, realize this, that you're only going through it because I'm allowing it to happen. I'm allowing it to happen so you can realize that in your heart, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. In your heart, you have a flashlight. If you just turn on the word of God, you'll shine a light on your situation. He'll show you the path to get out of that, because he says not only is he your life, but he is your salvation. Not talking about being saved and sanctified, but being your deliverer. What do you need to be delivered from right now? Where do you need to be taken to right now? He said, realize, I'm your strength. Oh, I heard today, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Don't worry about being weak. Oh, you got Jesus. He is your strength. That's all you got to do is depend on him to take you through. He is your strength, but I like this. Because he is my strength, why should I be afraid? Why am I afraid? Though an host should encamp against me, verse 3, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. This is what we must understand here. He is saying, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek. That will I seek. That will I chase after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Let me make it plain. David is saying right here, I have confidence in my God, because the one thing I want to do is I want more, that I'm going to dwell with him. Meaning that I'm going to commune with him. I'm confident in this because if I commune and I dwell with him, nothing can take over me. Nothing shall happen. For in time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. When you in trouble, you shall understand this. When you're in the military, a high place, being up on a hill, there's a good strategic position, because you can see everything down below. In the time of trouble, when God is going to hide you, he'll set you up on a rock. I'm going to make it plain. It's like when you go to the AMC theater and you go to the one with the Dolby surround sound and you sit up top and you put the recliner out and all you get to see everything.
everything when things are going on and trouble is around you, if you realize who God is and He is your deliverer, you can stand in that chair up on the rock and watch Him take care of you. I want to be in His presence. Because if I'm in His presence, everything is all right. If I'm in the presence of God, I don't have to worry about anything. And in my close, I want to take you to verse 13. So you understand that Jesus saying, realize who I am. I am your life. I am your strength. I'm your salvation. But He says, I have faith. Words, but realization, manifestation, internalizing. Because somebody want to give up. But He said, I had fainted unless I had believed. God is saying, when you realize, believe me. When I tell you something, you better believe that, as they say. You better believe it. He said, I almost fainted unless I had believed to see the truth. Do you believe to see God's goodness? Do you want to see His goodness? Well, don't fret, don't worry, because He is your light. He is your salvation. He is your strength. So don't get tired. Don't faint. Don't realize. I mean, just realize that He is there for you. I had faith. Unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord, not in the grapevine, not when I get to heaven on the other side. When I get to see Mama, and as they say, when I have one more joy in the cross. He's saying, not then, He said, I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That means here and now. Young people, realize the gift and talent that God has given you. Don't be afraid. Don't let people talk about you. Just use it. Just use what God has given you. Use your gift. Realize that what God has placed inside of you is for you. And if you don't use it, and if you don't realize it, He'll take it away.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan, you are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.